Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bruce Piasecki back on the show. Bruce is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our good friends, the smartest, probably the smartest guy I know. I know a lot of guys. President and founder of American Hazard Control Group, the author of so many books I can't see over the top of the stack here, including World Inc., including Doing More with Less, a couple of books in that theme, and also his Missing Persons book, which I think it may be the brand new one. And he's our good friend, Bruce Piasecki. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be back here, Jim. You're a perfect angel, the way you introduce people.
Oh, well, I get that all the time, the perfect angel thing. Yeah, I get that all the time. Hey, Bruce, thanks a lot. Hey, you and I both are spending time talking about the future of capitalism. And if somebody said to me, hey, Jim, what do you think the future of capitalism is? I would have to say, which one?
Right. Well, think of
the kind that we practice out here on Main Street, the market capitalism that's classic and 200, 300 years old, or the kind that they practice on Wall Street, which I call financial capitalism. Which one are we talking about?
Well, let me tell you, in this new book that I'm writing called New World Companies, The Future of Capitalism, I thought the best way to help listeners think of it is, you know, one time when I was a young man, I was on a night train in Europe, and, you know, across from me was this beautiful Brazilian woman with fancy hair on her top, you know, all twirled up, and and silk dress, and that's speculative capitalism.
How did you know it was silk? That's what I want to know.
You're calling, I could tell by the look, and you called it financial capitalism. I'm calling this in the book speculative capitalism, which led to... And next to her was a very old business gentleman in a, you know, pinstripe suit. Mm-hmm. And I have to say the conversation was about senile capitalism with him. And that is, he forgot the social purpose of capitalism. It's all about greed. But what I write about in this new book is social response capitalism, the third person in the night train with me, was incredibly interactive, was concerned about society, environment, what is a good leader, what is governance. So I've tried to write a book that is the social history. You know, part one is actually called Social History. Part two is called Money and People. And part three is called Money and Rules.
But see,
I think you go senile, Jim, when you forget the rules. You see what
I'm saying? That's right. But here's the thing, Bruce. What I think is you're trying to, and I applaud you for this. I'll hold your coat. I'll park cars. I'll take the first punch as you try to get your message across. I agree with what you're trying to do, but your idea is a little bit romantic, and all I'm saying is that in order to solve what I'm talking about, you don't have to be romantic at all. All you have to do is let everybody play.
That's a good way of thinking.
Wall Street now, major corporations are driving their share prices up without adding value. They can do it now today without adding value. That means they don't have to. When you and I were pups, if a major corporation wanted to grow their earnings and grow their revenue and their earnings, they had to go to the marketplace to get that and drive their share price up with earnings. Today, they can manipulate that without ever leaving their headquarters, without investing in the economy. And when they do that, I don't get to play.
Yeah, I would agree that when you study the history of entities like the Royal Bank of Scotland recently, which has been written about brilliantly by Ian Martin, or you read about what went wrong in the financial meltdown of 2008, what you're saying is profoundly true in the sense that we've moved from about 1998 to 2008. It was a decade of a slide towards financial, or what I'm calling speculative capitalism, where it was about a money churn. In the book I'm writing about the great companies, say FedEx, which, you know, in a matter of 30 years has gone from about 120 parcels to 220 countries. I'm writing about companies like Caterpillar, which really help miners and people building roads.
There's no question those companies have done great things, but they are also among the companies, Bruce, who are practicing financial capitalism.
Well, I think
they're doing it now.
I think there's a difference in that what happened is, you know, the real actual spending worth of many citizens after 2008 got cut in half because
we haven't recovered from that. And that's what I'm talking about. Hold on to that thought. Bruce Piasecki,
right.
And I will be right back, folks. We're going to continue to talk about the future of capitalism. Fascinating conversation, fascinating wisdom from our good friend Bruce. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.